Smart contract fraud protection. Can code stop card theft? Traditional credit card fraud is a game of cat and mouse played by banks using centralized AI models. In the world of crypto cards, a new defender has entered the arena: the smart contract. In 2026, the shift towards self-custody spending has enabled a level of programmable security that traditional banks simply cannot match. Why programmable security matters now. In 2025 alone, billions were lost to drainer contracts and phishing attacks. When you link your crypto wallet to a physical card, you are creating a bridge that hackers can target. Understanding how to use on-chain safeguards, like account abstraction, ERC 4337, is the difference between a secure off-ramp and a total wallet wipeout. How smart contract fraud protection works. Smart contract fraud protection uses programmable logic to set rules for how and when your money can be spent. Unlike a bank, which you have to call to freeze a card, you can write the freeze logic directly into your wallet's code. On-chain spending limits. With a smart contract wallet like Safe or Bravos, you can set a daily spend limit on-chain. If someone steals your physical card and tries to buy a $10,000 watch, the smart contract will automatically reject the transaction because it exceeds the $500 limit you programmed, even if your balance is $1,000. The Guardian system. Social recovery allows you to designate guardians, other wallets you own, or wallets of trusted friends. If your card is lost, a majority of these guardians can vote to rotate your card's access key to a new device. This replaces the insecure seed phrase and the slow bank support call with a decentralized safety net. Market benchmarking and ROI math. Is on-chain security worth the extra setup? Feature: legacy card, Visa, MC. Smart contract card, e.g. Gnosis Pay. Fraud response: reactive, call the bank. Proactive, rule-based rejection. Spending limits: bank-controlled, user-controlled, on-chain. Freeze speed, 5 to 10 minutes. Under 5 seconds, on-chain. Whitelisting, none. Merchant-specific whitelist. The fraud ROI, math. The average time to resolve a traditional credit card fraud claim is 15-45 days. With a smart contract card, the attempted fraud never leaves your wallet, meaning your time to recovery is 0 days. The ROI is measured in the avoidance of liquidity lock. Your money never goes missing in the first place. Real-world implications and regulatory context. Regulators are starting to recognize code as compliance. In some jurisdictions, if you can prove your card uses ERC 4337, account abstraction, with a time lock feature, you may be eligible for lower insurance rates on your crypto holdings. However, there is a liveness risk. If the blockchain is congested, your freeze transaction might not confirm instantly, giving a hacker a small window to act. Common mistakes or myths. A common myth is that smart contracts are unhackable. While the logic is solid, the implementation can have bugs. Always use cards built on audited architectures, like Safe. Another mistake is setting a daily limit that is too high. A $5,000 limit is safe for a millionaire, but it's lethal for a user with $6,000. Your limit should reflect your actual daily need, not your total balance. How this relates to crypto cards. On SpendNode, we give a programmability score to every card. We favor cards that allow you to set on-chain limits and multi-sig approvals for large card loads. We believe the future of card security is not insurance, paying for a loss, but prevention, making the loss impossible.